Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's do this. Our predictions, you can send yours in as well. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you know how to do it. All right, Clint, let's let you lead this thing off. What is your prediction in this game? How do you see this game going? Texans Chiefs tomorrow, 3:30 at Arrowhead.
Well, look, we've split this thing up five ways to Saturday's to Saturday game. I feel really good about it. It starts with the defense. I do think there's some credence to the fact that we were able to run the football a little bit better last week. I think Nico gets his. I think CJ was seeing things really good against Kansas City last time when all hell broke loose with the Tank Dell injury. And so I feel really good about CJ having a better game. I'm gonna go Texans make it to their first AFC championship, Ron. I'm going the Texans 27. Texans 27, Chiefs 24.
27-24 Texans from Clint Sterner. Text in your predictions. He's got I'd argue this would be one of the biggest upsets in the history of the NFL playoffs. When you think about the team that it is and what they're going for and what they've done, and the Texans and a lot of the injuries, I think maybe the Giants and the Patriots in the Super Bowl would be up there, but this would be a huge upset in this game. Someone just texted in, Texans 24, Chiefs 20. All right, Alejandro 24-21, Texans. Tyler, double-digit Tyler is what they call him. Tyler, what is your prediction for this game coming up on Saturday?
Well, I know
how you see it going.
I know we've talked a lot about my double-digit Texan win predictions, and I really had no thought of that when I was making this prediction. But it's the same. Texans are getting to their first AFC title, baby. Texans beat the Chiefs tomorrow at 3:30. They win this one 30-20. Let's go!
He's talking himself into that one.
Is talking himself. My son Nicholas is tearing a hole into hearing what you said there, Ty.
You got a problem, Nick? I'm right here, bro.
Yeah, he do. He's a big four.
Just kidding, Nick.
He's a big four. He's got the same size head that you do as well. All right. He is. He's the big head kid. All right. Clinton Tyler, what do you got? You said 30-20?
Yes.
Got him getting a 30 in this piece.
Moment of truth right here, man. This, you've been compared to Nick Wright, Carrington up in Kansas City at our sister station, Ron the Show.
Which I am none of those things. I am a different type of Chiefs fan is what I am. Listen, I do nothing but be honest here. As I said earlier, and I mean that in my heart, I believe that C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans at some point, they are going to get to an AFC championship game. They are going to get to a Super Bowl. I believe that they are doing things the way that leads towards that. But they're not ready to win this game. They're not. I just don't think they're equipped right now with a lot of the injuries they have. They're not ready to win this game. I think there is going to be a time when they are ready to play in this game and be up there on the level of teams like the Chiefs, like the Bills, like the Ravens. I don't think that is the time today.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
I think they're going to really have a struggle trying to score points in this game. And I think the Chiefs win 27-13. 27-13 in this game.
That is awesome.
As they will try to get to their seventh straight AFC championship game. I don't think it'll feel like a blowout or something the whole way. I do think it'll be a methodical thing, as the Chiefs have been methodical all season long. But I think they're not quite there yet. I do think it's different. Maybe if they had their guys, if Diggs and Tank and Petrie and Ward and a lot of those guys are.
Get out!
But yes, I think the Chiefs
damn
win
it.
This game.
We almost had a damn clean sweep.
Damn it!
Is that what you really thought was coming?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Just
play it. I respect the prediction. I respect it. You laid it out there.
Yeah, it's just this is
you're wrong, but I respect it.
I know it. We'll see what happens. We get in there Monday. I think we'll have a lot to talk about in this game on Monday. We'll get, as I said, some of your predictions to come through here. 17-10 defensive game, Texans. Someone texted in 30-22 Chiefs in this game, as we see people giving their predictions coming through. All right, Tyler, let's get to it, because I'm sure your best bets are probably in line with some of the football we'll be seeing.